Many years ago, I tried to do timeshare.
Oh, wow.
So my uncle was into timeshare. He sold, you know, he reeled you guys in. And so he's making a spiel about timeshare. And so mine was to, well, what do you think about the, I know you're here for the free VCR, but they'd be like, no, I'm like, all right. Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tom.
Oh, man. I was like, had a little frog in my throat there for a minute.
Is that why you came in hot?
That's why I came in hot, because okay. I had to clear my throat.
Let me clear my throat.
Well, you tricked me. I was like, oh, okay, we're high energy today.
High energy.
I was ready for it.
Let's go.
But I don't think I ever sound ready for high energy when this thing starts. I listen back, and I'm always like, what?
Our energy takes a minute.
It takes a minute, but you know.
When do you think our energy is at the highest? Do you think it's nighttime?
Probably in the
morning.
Maybe at night.
Sometimes I wonder.
Depends on the day, though. A really rough day,
I'm not gonna lie. So yesterday I did a 15K, right? Yeah. Like what I told you about, and later on I was just like, oh my god, do you ever get in those moods where you're just not wanting to be around? You know, you're not in a people mood.
Yeah.
It hit me like that. I was like, babe, why did we have people over? I just don't feel like being. But it, you know, it goes.
Glad to know you didn't want me around last night.
No. But I like wanted people around. But you know,
No. I totally understand.
You know what I mean?
I always like, before the event, I can definitely get in that mood. And then as soon as people get there, I'm like, this is fun.
That's what it was. Gotcha. It was like one of those. And it was funny because Alicia is the one who actually said it. She's like, oh, why did I agree to be a host?
Yeah.
I was like, I laughed. I'm like, I get it. I go, I was feeling that same
way. Well, there's a lot of work. When you're hosting too, so it gets a little tiring
sometimes. But I was just like, and then after running, I was kind of just like out of it. But then once everyone showed up, obviously it's fun.
Yeah, then it's fun.
You know, we did a fire pit. It's been that time of year, man.
But yeah, I can smell campfire on me. I love the smell of a good campfire.
Yeah, I had a shower afterwards last night because I'm like, that smell of campfire, love it. But then my whole bed will smell.
Yeah, I just fell asleep on the couch with puppies all over me.
God, it was a little fluffy puffy on him. The fluffy puffy,
kind of. For he actually slept. So I was watching Evil Lives Here.
Oh yeah, great show to fall asleep to.
Great show.
Wakes up with his wife over him with a knife.
Horrible stories.
Can you imagine?
What if creepy people.
Elise or
fuck over. If your wife is in my house randomly with a knife, I mean, whoa.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your husband loves me. What am I gonna do?
I know.
No, she would like stand over me with a knife. I
just as a joke.
I would easily take the knife. Frankly, she's very weak.
But this
Evil Lives Here. I mean, if you've never watched it, it's like, you know, my brother was born a psychopath.
Yeah.
And he would like kill animals and then he would like beat me up in the closet. And then my mom always took his side. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, gets crazier and crazier.
How traumatic.
Awfully traumatic. Is that the word? Awfully traumatic?
Anyway. You're brother psycho fucking with you and your mom's all like, well, you had it coming.
Well, listen, you're kind of a little bitch. Leave your brother alone.
What did you do?
Last night I was kind of sad because the gal, I don't know how many times I've started and stopped this episode because I think every time it's late I'm gonna fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I've seen the same lady like three times over the last 3 months. You're
gonna have dreams about her.
And she like starts breaking down and like crying at one point. You're like, ah, shit, this is real. They always show the producer walk out. It's gonna be okay.
Oh, you know they're waiting for them to cry.
Yeah, keep rolling.
They're like, hey, bring something sad up. Like,
yeah. They shove the picture at like.
You remember when your brother got murdered?
Are you having a hard time right now? Let's show you a picture of the guy who did it. There you go.
Yeah, you remember your mom and you were traumatic when you seen her dead? Well, here.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of your mom dead.
This is a crime scene photo.
Yeah, her head's missing.
What do you feel like when she's got bullet holes inside of her?
I know.
Yeah, you're like, well, shit. Okay. And then they always angrily push the picture back. It's a great show.
It is a good show.
But, yeah, so I fell asleep with the two tiny puppies, our little birth puppies.
Oh, they're like the size of my hand.
They're itty-bitty. And so they slept on my side. And then Coco kind of slept near me, which is one of our chihuahuas. And then Joni for a while was at my feet.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it was a busy night.
Does that get you hot?
Normally, yes, but...
I was just...
You know, I didn't have blankets or anything. I'm just laying there. So it wasn't bad.
So last night when I was asleep, you know, you remember how when we were eating dinner, so we had Brooke and David over, and Brooke brought up, like, if she drinks too much wine or something, night she gets sweats. Night sweats.
Yeah.
The funniest thing, I didn't drink, and I had the worst night sweats last night. Like, to the point where I was, like, cold.
Mm.
So I woke up, went to the restroom. I'm sitting there shivering, like a fever, like almost like that, like cold, like that way.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm in bed. I'm just like, my body's just like wet and it's so uncomfortable and gross. I hate it. And then any part of the blanket's like kind of sweaty. So I'm like,
and it's cold. You touch it, it's like frigid.
Dude, it was terrible. I felt like nasty.
Is Night Sweats an 80s movie? Night Sweats sound like, like an 80s movie?
It does. Night Sweats.
And like neon writing or something. Night Sweats.
Yeah. It's a club movie.
Yeah, right.
It's a dance movie.
It's because you get all high on coke.
It's like Footloose.
Then,
yeah.
And then you start sweating profusely.
Dude. But Night Sweats is terrible. I don't know if it's because I took ibuprofen or what, but I was a fucking sweaty ass pig and it was the gross. It's so gross. Like
I had one night, because, you know, obviously we have a shit ton of dogs. There was one on one side of me, one on the other, and they'd pinned me under the blankets, which when I first went to bed, I was kind of cold. So I had the blankets on. But about midnight, like you're saying, I'm not cold anymore.
Yeah.
And it was like I was in a microwave. I just was like, I moved them and had to rip the sheets off, and it just, you feel like you're dying. Or when you're super thirsty in the middle of the night. Oh,
that was last night.
That's the worst. Yeah, I had a night. It was like I was dreaming that it was like the pee dreams where you don't stop peeing, but it was drinking. I was just drinking water after water after water, and I couldn't satiate that thirst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the word?
Satiate.
A nice word. Right? I don't
Is
know.
That right?
Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Insatiable, right?
Yeah, insatiable.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm not big on words. They're stupid.
I have the biggest words. I got the best words.
I got the best words. I'm the best.
The biggest, best words.
I got the smallest words. Biggest dick. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't need big words when you got a big, you know what I'm saying.
But no, the worst though is when you are super hot, but then you can't get the blanket off you and you feel trapped.
Yeah.
And you're there's like, that it's desperation. Like wrapped underneath.
There's that desperation. Trying to get it off of you. Yeah.
Like I'm going to melt.
That panic. That slight panic of death. Like, yeah.
I wonder if that's how it feels being claustrophobic.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Because like I've had moments like that where like last year when I was like my anxiety was kind of out of control. I think I told you like I had like physical manifestations in my glutes. And I would just feel...
Were your butt cheeks, like, tingling, or...?
No, it was definitely a psychosomatic thing. So there's no actual sensation, but, like, just almost the feeling of unease.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
But centralized into muscle, if that makes sense.
No, yeah.
And so it just was this feeling like, I need to move. And then I would think about if somebody had tied me up or, like, I was trapped in something. Like, and then it was like... like complete panic. Yeah.
You know, I can. So I've done this before and I don't know if I've talked about it, but like I'll like sit there and I'll not move my legs, but I'll think about moving my legs.
Yeah.
And it trips me out.
And it's awful.
And I'm like, I start shaking. Like, I'll do that purposely.
That must be what like Tourette's is like.
Maybe.
I feel awful for people that have like true Tourette's because like it's bad enough. Maybe I do have Tourette's. Maybe that's the problem and I just don't know it. But.
Maybe.
I mean,
you do cuss a lot.
Fuck, like, shit, damn it.
Like, God damn it.
No.
There was a girl on, was it YouTube or TikTok? That she like, her thing, she has Tourette's.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you you ever read, like, you read into the comments and then people are like, oh, that's not, you're not, you don't have Tourette's, you're faking it.
Yeah. The thing with Tourette's is most people don't know what Tourette's actually manifests like. It's different for every person, and very few people actually have audio tics, like verbal tics. It's typically just like certain repetitive motions.
Yeah.
And it's a mental thing, and I get it because of the anxiety level last year that I had for whatever reason. They try to control it, but it's like they can't, and then they release it, and then it builds up again, and then just have to do the tick to let it go.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be an anxiety connection or something, but
this gal, she like addressed a couple of the comments that she probably seen, but I guess, and I don't know how true this is, cause I'm not a Tourette's expert.
I'm not either, but I took some classes in college. I know,
More than me.
I know a little bit.
So he's a doctor. He's professional.
I'm a medical doctor in it.
You know? Yeah. But she says you can, like, because she had the audio. So she'd be like, fuck, oh, let's go. You know, or something like that.
Yeah.
But I guess they can pick up tics from other people. Like, they'll see
I can see that.
They'll see someone else doing, like, you know, saying, let's go. And then all of a sudden, that kind of sticks in your head.
Let's go. Let's go.
They're like, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, let's go. So they're like a teenager.
And I'm not making fun of people with Tourette's.
No. But I am making fun of people that say, let's go all the time.
Oh, God.
Man, we were watching Love is Blind. And this one guy, like, they're just younger than us, I guess. Like, they're just out of that age range, I'm assuming. Maybe not. I should be saying let's go all the time. But
let's go.
I mean, they were like left and right. I was like, man, like, and I liked the guy that was saying it. Like, I thought he was a good guy, but I was like, man, bro, you got to stop saying let's go. Like, it's getting real college vibes, and
there's a guy I watched it. Sometimes his videos come across my feed. Sometimes I'm watching, and he does that all the time. But he's doing it because they have like teenage sons. I think.
Oh, see.
So he does it as a joke.
My brother does that, and I find that hysterical. So Blanca does not, but I think it's absolutely funny.
His whole thing is he acts like he's a teenager.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Let's go.
Yeah, he does over the top. Come on, bro. Right? It's another one where he's like,
yeah, he's like, bro, come on. You're doing too much. You're doing too much right now. I love that.
The craziest thing, though, what was the phrase? Oh, dead ass. We started watching. Which
dead ass. Yeah, I don't know.
Say
dead ass.
I don't say dead ass. It's just not my
dead ass
vernacular. But vernacular.
I'm
not that great with words.
It's not my vernacular.
There's a dead ass is something that I just recently started hearing, probably within the last year, maybe 2 years. But we started rewatching Modern Family, which goes back to like 2010 or something, right?
Yeah,
like the first season is quite a while ago. It's like a decade old.
Is it that old? Yeah. Almost 15 years?
Yeah. Like, it truly is. At least 10 years.
Wow.
But, yeah. And girl...
Dead ass?
The girl, Haley, the oldest sister, right?
I'm agreeing, but I don't know.
There's a... Like, towards the end of season one, there's a scene where she says dead ass in that context.
Oh, I wonder
And some kid saw it 10, 15 years later and was like, oh, dead ass.
Dead ass. Dead
I don't
ass,
know. I never
I'm dead ass
it.
Serious.
It blew my mind. I looked at Blanca. She looked at me. We locked eyes and we were both like, how long has this been going on?
Dead ass is a... Yeah, I heard it because...
Well, you have kids that age.
Well, no, I heard it from... House. So Alicia would watch this girl... Bianca.
Oh, yeah.
She does makeup and stuff.
Yep.
Right. She would always watch her videos. And so she would say that word a lot. That's where I would hear it.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, what? I never heard that word.
That gal cracks me up because Bianca watched her too. And the beginning of every video is exactly the same. Fixing the boobs, taking a drink from a straw, fixing the boobs again.
There was a couple videos, I guess, where her nipple popped out.
Oh, gosh.
During like her makeup things. Because she'll do makeup. She'll do like... During the Halloween time, she would do I'm going to look like Jack the Ripper. I don't know. Something like that. You know, she would do like face paint. I'm going to look like a pumpkin today.
She put on a top hat.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. I would like to think Jack the Ripper was running around the streets with a top hat.
Yeah, well, he was.
That's
he
hilarious. Was a
gentleman. Yeah. He was a gentleman. Yeah. We were talking to the late 1800s. Yeah, if he wasn't running around with a top hat, people would have been like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
He's sitting there Abraham Lincoln'd out, right. Murdering
the
people.
The tallest hat. Yeah. I want a hat taller than anybody else's hat. Yeah. I don't want to take my sweater off. I want the tallest hat.
I got to take my sweater off. I'm like, all right. Balls.
Go here. For it. So you still got those night sweats?
I do.
What was I going to say around? Oh, there's a girl that I saw. She was, it was around Christmas time. And she starts putting makeup on. And, you know, at first it just looks like someone drawing like a kid on their face. There's like deep, dark lines. But then they start, blending, I guess. And by the end of it, she looked like Chevy Chase with the Christmas hat on the cover of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. She looked...
And she was going for just that look.
That's what she was going... Yeah, no, it wasn't an accident. She's like, oh, it kind of looks like Chevy Chase.
She's like, yikes.
No, it was like she was... Because you can start to see it. Like, you know, three quarters of the way through, you're like, oh.
Dude,
there's... It's nuts. It's insane.
Some of that makeup is like borderline like scary how this girl... Can look like
Ursula dog can make herself shit. Look like.
And then she goes and she looks like a supermodel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's this girl, she had pushing. Like fake teeth.
Oh, I know exactly.
And so she's tatted up and she's not the most attractive looking gal. Mm. When she's done with her makeup, like night and day.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn,
that's not fair.
She looks good. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, no, that's catfishing at its
That's fine. Catfishing.
That's illegal. Can you imagine,
false
like,
pretenses? I'm in this relationship under false pretenses.
I'm at a bar and I pick up this girl and I think she's so hot. And then, you know, you go home, you guys do your thing. Yeah. And then, like, you wake up the next morning and a face is kind of imprinted in the pillow because of so much makeup. And then she turns and she's just like,
it's like Jesus beast. On the bread. Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm never washing this pillow. It looks like the Lord.
Wow, the Lord with cross-dressing on your pillow. Wow, it looks just like Jesus. With
Well, you could probably lipstick. Sell it to someone. You like could. You said, the toast or the fucking tortilla.
This is Jesus with lipstick on. It's incredible. Sorry, I'm sure that's going to ruffle a few feathers out there. But
that's crazy, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was something else I was going to bring up when you were talking about the... something. I don't know. I can't even remember now. That's
Don't
how
you hate
bad
that.
My mind is sometimes.
No, I almost forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, I always forget. Like, I'll have something I'm thinking in my head, okay, just keep there.
Yeah,
and then we're talking, and then it
this goes away. Or the conversation takes a different turn, and then, now I can't say that.
Well, no, I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just forget.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
Man.
God damn it. I had a point.
Jack the Ripper, right?
Yeah, Jack the Ripper. Can you believe it? This guy.
That guy.
Did they ever find... They never found him, though. No. Don't they have, like, someone they thought was Jack the Ripper?
There are a couple of, probable suspects, I guess. But no, I don't think it's ever been closed. Like, it's never been confirmed. I did enjoy... There was a series on the History Channel where they were, like, comparing H.H. Holmes in Chicago to him.
Okay.
And it was, like, did the American Ripper, I think they called it... And it was the concept, like, did Jack the Ripper leave London and go home to America? Like, was he from America? And that's why it just all of a sudden starts in August of, 1888. Yeah. And then, like, it ends. Did he go back to Chicago?
That would be crazy.
He was a businessman and all this stuff. Like,
he's just traveling.
But, like, if you know about H.H. Holmes, that guy was a freak.
Did he have a top hat?
Yeah, of course he did. He had a bowler hat. Which actually, some of the Jack the Ripper reports say that he wore a bowler hat. That people that saw
is that the round? Like,
that's the round one.
Yeah,
right. So a little less conspicuous, you know. Like instead of Abraham Lincoln.
What happened? Why don't we wear hats like that?
I don't know. I'm personally depressed about it because I fucking love fedoras.
Yeah,
like, old school, like double breasted pinstripe suits and shit with.
People used to dress.
Yeah, so
I can't even say no. I'm
to the nines. And then we're in our t-shirts.
Should we start doing our podcast in pinstripe suits?
Fucking A, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And fucking...
Zoot suit and shit?
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I'll be Al Capone or something.
You're right. I'm gonna cut your
So
cheek.
Did any of the mobsters sound like that? Did they have that?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to all the old movies. They all did.
Yeah, stick it up. Put your arms in the sky.
Stick it up your ass. Yeah. Stick the gun up your butt. Pull the trigger. Blast your guts to your mouth.
Fuck. I don't know.
That's scary. Yeah. No, I don't know if they really did. I you know what I think it comes from? Because everyone smoked back in the day.
Yeah.
They probably had a cigarette in their mouth. You know, so they sound like this because they had a cigarette.
Or they had a carrot.
like a Bugs Bunny.
Yeah,
see? Is that where it came from? Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny. That's how he spoke.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah.
He can't do that fast enough.
He did.
Yeah, what's up, Dad?
And he liked dressing like a chick.
Yeah. He was a cross-dresser.
He was hot. He was a hot little bunny.
He was a hot little bunny, let me tell you.
Look at you. Look at you, hot thing.
Isn't it funny, though, that was like... now we're all like, oh, pedophiles are trying to defile our children and stuff. It's like, hey, back in... And when was Bugs Bunny? The
70s?
60s?
Well, probably. For me, a long time ago...
The guy's cross-dressing in every episode of that show. And they weren't trying, you know.
Cartoons were mildly racist, too, back then.
What, mildly? Have you seen the Japanese people in old cartoons?
They're like, oh, Mia's so good.
It's seriously like, Jesus. Racist. Oh, I'm an evil person. Like,
there was a game that... I don't know if... God, where... Oh, no. So we were at Alicia's sister's house a couple weeks back. And they had one of those... Small little Nintendos,
yeah,
that have like
everything,
yeah, and so it's like a knockoff. So it has these knockoff. It's Mario, but it's like not Mario.
Oh, okay.
Well, there was a game on there, and I'd seen it, and I was like, you know what, there's no way,
but I need to check this out.
This is mildly like this character looks racist, like racist. It had that look from those cartoons where. You know, the way they portrayed, like, African-Americans, where they have, like, the big lip, like, and they're, like, you know, the
way they... Like the 1920s cartoon character?
Like, the Mickey Mouse style. Like,
yes.
This is how this cartoon character looked, and I was like...
That seems cancelable, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a bear, but it just looked very...
It's a bear in blackface? Is that...
Yeah, let me see. I can probably... I took a picture of it.
It's a bear.
It is, and I was like, he's in blackface.
I mean, that's kind of what it was, right? It was isn't that where that image comes from? I think maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, maybe
I'm mixing two things together, but I know what you mean about the cartoon.
That's I don't know what
kind of I could see the argument. Yeah,
no,
yeah, for sure.
I think it's the gloves and then the way the mouth is. So he's not like a completely, but to me, as soon as I see
it, like you saw it.
I was like, that don't look right.
Yeah.
And it was called like Black Mouse or something crazy. I guess you can kind of see it. But you know what I'm saying? To me, that looks. Yeah,
I gotcha.
Look a little sus.
I love to see you call it racist. We're just going to call it
sus.
Racist.
And that's what the kids say, right? Getting back
sus.
To those kids and their words.
Now, that one I think comes from
Among Us.
Among Us,
yeah.
You're sus. You're sus.
I think that's where that came from, too, yeah.
Because I never heard it before, Among Us, and I only know about Among Us because of my children.
Yeah.
I would know nothing about it if it weren't for them. But, yeah, that's the first time I started to hear it, and I know they are, like, suspicious of somebody being the bad guy. Our kids are pretty much watching videos and playing that Mafia game night game all the time.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, who's the mobster?
Yeah, they love that game. I played it a few times with them.
Yeah.
That game was huge for a second.
It was. It was
like,
big.
Oh, man, now we're bored.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kids these days.
I mean, that's
they're not going to hang on to it for.
I just downloaded. Well, I haven't downloaded the game yet, but I pre ordered this game called Rise of the Ronin.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to
Nice.
I know. I'm supposed to go golf today. I'd rather fucking play video games.
There's days like that, especially like our weather is so shitty today. We had 77 degree weather.
Speaking of bipolar.
Yeah, right. The weather.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Going into our weather segment. But it was like 77 degrees and sunny and nice. It was gorgeous. Gorgeous. And now we're in the rain.
It was gorgeous. And then what happened? Something was coming up. The weekend was coming up.
And then the weekend came. And we're going to get some wind tonight, I'm sure, because we have recycling and garbage day tomorrow. And it seems like every fucking week, minus last week. Last week was the only week where it was nice. I swear to God, every Sunday night, the wind starts to blow.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And then Monday is a shit show. And I ended up one day with so much recyclables in my yard, I was like...
Sometimes that my neighbor, his shit gets in my yard.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'm nice and I pick it up. Yeah. I'm going to start texting that motherfucker saying, come pick your garbage up.
Right.
It's not mine.
I'll pick up my dog poop when you pick up your recyclables.
You know what? When your garbage is in my yard, my dog's going to go shit in yours.
Yeah.
That's a fair trade.
That is a fair trade.
You know what I'm saying?
That is a fair trade. He's my so dogs worried are little. About his rocks.
Oh, my rocks right? that are still in a fucking pile.
Yeah. What a turd.
Aside from the events that happened in that house, I still don't like the guy. But
yeah. Yeah.
I try to be nice. I hate trying to be nice to people and then they just
they step on it.
Kind of.
The guy seems slightly unlikable. I'm
always kind of went out my way, say hi, or you know, I try to be a very neighborly person. Like my neighbor Daryl next to me, he knows how I am. I fucking snow shoveled his whole driveway 1 year. Because I thought they couldn't get out because they're older.
Yeah, it was the nice thing to do.
So I was like, let me do this, and I'll fucking sweep in front of their yard. So when I sweep up the rocks, I'll sweep up in front of his.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Even though he has his grandson that lives there now.
Yeah. You still help him out.
I still do that. Yeah, because Daryl has his own place.
Daryl's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I can't talk. I can only say big words.
You can only say big words. Little words make him feel stupid.
It's below me. Yeah, he's a good guy. I met Daryl once. Very nice guy.
Yeah, he's super nice.
Their backyard is really cool.
Oh god.
They have all these like tiers and you guys could easily
it's like a
do
park.
That. You could do that on the backside.
Yeah, well that's what we're gonna do. So we just bought these willow trees. They're not weeping willows. Alicia wants weeping, the ones that kind of
There's a different kind of willow?
Yeah, it grows, I don't know. It grows.
It grows up like a normal tree.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's supposed to growing down.
Okay.
But the branches don't like
they don't droop. Yeah.
At least that from what we looked, it doesn't look like that, but we're gonna plant those in the back.
So he chopped a huge chunk off, huh?
Yeah. And he just put them in water.
They root. Yeah. Nice.
It's just like I have this tree that's a weed that just
doesn't even need water.
It doesn't. No. Like, dude, I can throw a branch off.
Yep, that's
poplar.
And
if it sticks in the ground, it'll grow.
That's poplar. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that popular to me. I don't like it. I'm not popular.
Hear that little song? I want to be popular. What was that from? That was from some.
I don't know.
Popular song, right? Wasn't that in like a cartoon or? Forget it.
I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Some girl thing, I think.
It's probably some stupid show.
Anyway.
But how you been?
I've been doing pretty good.
You had an easy week?
Because
don't you guys have off Friday? Or did you have to work?
No, I worked. But it was easy. Anytime you're not teaching to students, it's like easier. And I'm definitely hitting the stride now where it's like, even having to be on all the time is like, whatever. It's not, I don't know. I'm feeling very good about work right now. So
I hate being like, sometimes being on all the time sucks.
Yeah, but like,
but you got
that's
kids.
My whole, that's my thing. Like,
well, no,
you're
yeah.
just on. Like,
you have to be.
They're there to learn. And you're there to give them.
Here's a packet. Teach yourself. Jesus Christ, you kids are stupid.
Actually, we were talking about they call it the Danielson
framework. You guys can't
framework.
Read?
To all you teacher friends out there, if you're in Washington, the Danielson framework, it's it's a guide to improve your teaching, but it's also what our, not our grade, but our, you know,
profession.
Your proficiency level.
Oh, okay,
like when
okay.
they look to see if you're doing your job, that's
okay,
what you get scored on, right?
Yeah.
Is this Danielson framework score. And I was like, we were joking around a little bit because like when you're the highest level, they call it distinguished.
Oh.
There's a lot of student driven
mm-hmm.
and students are part of creating and student. Yeah. And so the joke that's easy to make is and for first grade kindergarten is like, well, the kids are doing everything. I'm distinguished. I'm not.
If you're there. Distinguished, can you come in with like a cigar?
Yeah. I can.
I got my scotch and my cigar.
There's that movie Bad Teacher And then that same teacher is distinguished teacher because she's allowing them to have input in the class. You want to talk? You can talk all. No, I'm joking. There's a lot of teacher guidance, and it's very difficult to be distinguished and everything. But
I think
it was a fun joke. We had a good time, and then we got to work with our team. So it was a nice day. It was a nice work day. It's good. It's very nice sometimes to have time just to do the work that you need to do to actually keep things moving along.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, so it's anytime we get that, it's a blessing. So
I mean, even for my job, like working with like grown ass folks, it's the same way. You want to,
Yeah.
It was cool. Like, we had our all staff meeting on Wednesday.
Right.
And so it was kind of nice to have like my whole team there and, you know, get to talk. And then it feels good when, you know, you get recognized by your people as being like a decent supervisor or something. Was it?
No, that's
I'm
nice.
Distinguished too.
Very nice.
But they don't, you know, we don't have a title.
Gotcha.
They just make me feel good sometimes.
No, I was very clear.
Look at you, brown nosers.
More than happy me feel to be so fine good. Being just proficient. Proficient's good enough for me. I just want to do a good job. That's all I really care about.
I like to be here. There's the radar. I'm a little below that.
I want to do good enough to not be seen and not too
so
good.
So that's the thing with like salespeople, right?
Yeah.
Salespeople, like, they want to be the best.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they hit the ceiling, right? And they're just selling. Well, next year, maybe he isn't here. It's here. And then you're fucking fired.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're not doing it. You usually make 30 grand.
Right.
This year, you only made 20 grand. Sorry.
That's too much stress for me.
No, for real.
Like, yeah.
And so that's like, I don't know. You got to be on it. So like, I was telling someone, if I was into sales, I would just sell enough. Like, they would know Jesse is always doing about 20 grand a month.
So no one's going to hire you for sales.
No, they would, because consistent. Because a lot of times with sales, you got like one of my best friends, Efren.
Yeah.
Salesman. He'll do great. But he's lost a lot of jobs because, you know, he'll have months, which like any other like salesman.
Anybody.
Where it's a little lower. But it's like he was here and then he was here.
But if you compare them to somebody else, like.
But then if you got that one guy that's just always at 15, he's always selling them. You already know you're going to keep that guy.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Consistency. So that'd be me.
I'd just
be consistent.
Well, we can count on his.
But whoa. I'm not going to sell to you. You're going to make my quota go up higher than I need to.
You know what? You don't want this car. This car's trash. It's the worst car. You need to go next door.
You know what? You're trash. Get out of my yard.
Get out of here.
Get out of my.
I don't like you. We don't deal with you.
God, I would be a terrible salesman, though. I tried to do many years ago. I tried to do timeshare.
Oh wow!
So my uncle was into timeshare. He sold. You know, he reeled you guys in. And, you know, you're still in it.
You tried to reel him in, you're like, yeah, this is kind of shit. You need to leave.
Yeah, so like I'm doing, you know, he would do his whole sales pitch, right?
Yeah.
And he would be like talking about cost. Like he would use Costco as like a kind of an example because of how much money they make of the memberships and this and that, right?
Yeah.
And so he's making a spiel about timeshare. And so mine was to, well, what do you think about the... I know you're here for the free VCR, but because there was always like a free toaster, free fucking trip for two.
You were like the closer.
No, I was like getting to the closer, right?
Oh,
but I never got there because I was just like, they'd be like, "No," I'm like, "All right, sounds good to me."
Here's a toaster. See you later.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, go get your toaster over in that fucking window.
No, you got to put the pressure.
And then there was this kid I remember there that he was like. He had like racism. He was like racist, like mildly. He would say the racist things. Like I remember, he said something about like a family because there was a like you know a black couple that were kind of interested, and they didn't get it, and which I don't blame them. They were smart because it's timeshare. It's a fucking hoax.
Yeah, it's
right?
a garbage.
Not a hoax, but what do they?
Well,
call it?
It's garbage. It's predatory.
Yeah. So
for
like,
sure.
He said something that I didn't like, actually. And then he said something about Mexicans, too, which also triggered me because I'm Mexican.
He's a salesperson and he's being flat out racist?
And he would say things, but they were, I don't know. You're white, so you don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
To me, it's just regular
talk. He's just talking.
That sounds
what do you mean he wasn't waiting on you hand and foot? I agree with him.
Huh.
No, but he said some stuff and I was just like... you know, being I'm like 18, probably 19. Yeah.
And, this and at is the time, guy about your age, or
he's about my age, maybe a year older, maybe. I don't know. I think my uncle knows him at this, if I remember correctly. And you know, like my girlfriend at the time, my high school sweetheart that I'd been with for 4 years, she was, you know, she was African American.
Yeah.
So he said some stuff that I didn't really like, and I told my uncle, I was like,
while he was presenting,
he would say side comments to me.
So not everyone's hearing it.
No, I'm hearing it.
I mean, I'm not saying that that's okay. I'm thinking if you're trying to sell to people, why would you be racist to them?
No, he wasn't racist to them.
So, but
they he's wouldn't looking do at it. The oh, audience, of course they wouldn't.
And then he's coming over and, yeah, I see.
Oh, look at the Mexicans. Fuck, of course they wouldn't buy it because they're poor little Mexicans. You know, he'd say stupid, like.
For real?
Yeah, he would say stuff. Maybe not like that, but like he would say stuff that was more.
So what you said was worse?
No, what I said was mild to me. Like, well, he's poor because he's Mexican. But no, he would say stupid shit where it was like, I remember at one point I was like looking at him like, this motherfucker, I want to fuck you up right now.
Can you imagine?
Like, I'm staring at him like, dude, I want to.
If you just tackled him in front of all these people.
No, I did. I wanted to choke this guy out. And I'm like,
yeah, that'd be.
And obviously, I'm not like a. I don't like to be out there and I'm not like a. Yeah. And I said, hey, I told my uncle, man, I don't, this isn't for me, but this kid, man, I don't like him. Like he's said some shit that I don't really agree with, and so I don't know what happened after that. That was my only stint.
Wow.
Trying to do timeshare was that day. I think it was just one day. I was like, I'm good.
No, I hear you,
girl. I am good.
I'm not a salesman either. I mean, we're all salesmen to some point, like because we sell what we believe.
In my head, I'm amazing.
Yeah.
In my head, I can sell great. Like, in my head, I have this speech down. I, like, fucking got a sales pitch.
Yeah.
When it comes out, I sound like someone hit me in my balls. Maybe I got a little brain damage. I have Tourette's.
So I mentioned that we've been watching...
The Gambler?
Modern Family. Mm-hmm. And I identify with a comment made by Phil Dunphy, the dad in the show. He's actually a good salesman because he's a realtor, like a successful realtor.
Yeah.
But he's the way that Ty Burrell, I think his name is, plays this character is just perfect. He's has like something but means something else all the time. Like, he's just a goofball, and he goes, "I'm great at sales. I could sell a coat to an Eskimo." It's like that's me. I can sell something needed by somebody to them.
I don't know if I could.
Yeah.
Like if they said no, I'm like, all right.
Because Tommy Boy, there was a line that was actually good for sales. The dad was supposed to be such a good salesman, he could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves. Now that's a good one because like,
well, there was such a lot of good lines in that one.
Yeah,
though.
That was a great one.
You know, I can put a, what is it? I can put a guarantee in a box.
I can take a shit in a box and put a guaranteed on it, but it doesn't make a guarantee. You know what I'm saying? All you got is a guaranteed piece of shit. Am I right?
Yeah, I love that. Or then you try to do the cow up the cow's ass.
You can get a good look at a, the dad says you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a bull's ass. Wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? Yeah. He goes, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up there, but... Wait, must be your bull. Yeah. The butcher's ass. Yeah. The butcher's ass. Wouldn't you rather take his word for it? What? No, wait. Must be your bull.
Your own ass.
So funny.
I love those lines. But that'd be me.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be terrible. Like I said,
well,
I'm
like you. I'm not going to high pressure somebody. Like, you're not into it? That's good. You need to leave now.
So for a living, so I work on computers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a computers person, but by nature, I'm a customer service person. Like my team is, you know, we're in the clinics, we fix things, but I'm also this customer, I'm a service supervisor.
Yeah.
So customer service is kind of my thing, which I'm phenomenal at customer service, you know, always have been, but it just does not translate well to sales.
Sure.
Thinking I could do it. Because I tried doing that. I tried telemarketing. That didn't work. I tried trying to sell Rembrandts and like stupid little arts to like fucking random places. That sucked. I think the only thing I got out of that was it was the first time I ever heard the group Godsmack. Because this girl would take me around, she would listen to it. I was like, "Who's this?" And she's like, "Oh, it's Godsmack." And so I'm like, "Okay, I like."
So it seems like to be an art dealer, you'd have to pretend like you were like British and really like high class. Yeah, come out in the pinstripe suit
and a bowl hat
with a cane and like a Rolls Royce pulls up. Hello, would you like to buy some?
I know I'm in this fucking V'd up rabbit, fucking missing a headlight.
Yeah. Would you guys want some Rembrandts?
Going to this Safeway with two little paints.
Safeway.
Serious. We went to a Safeway and I'm like,
do they put art up in Safeways?
Probably in their office. I don't know.
Not now.
But all I know, I was just like, God, I don't want to do this.
So you just sold posters to people.
Yeah, it would be like a, but no, it was in a frame. It was framed. So it was decent.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Don't get me wrong.
High quality reproduction.
But it's not one of those things I'm not like, hey. It's my more life like, is you could go to Ross and buy the same shit. Art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like fuck. Fuck.
You should go into law firms. I mean, they're always looking for nice.
Well, so you would go to stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not a cold, like, what are they, cold calls? Kind of.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Essentially what you're doing.
Right. Just walking in. Hey, I'd like to talk to you about
tomorrow. I noticed your walls are bare. You know what would be great?
When I came in here,
starry night.
You should have sent her in beforehand. She'd be like, my husband, I need to leave him. And then she's like, but your walls are so bare, I must go somewhere else. And then
she leaves. Skin.
And then you walk in. Hi, I'm an art dealer. Are your walls bare?
Right. I would be the rhyming walls dealer. Your walls bare? Man. Are you scared because your walls are bare? No, but I was just like kind of like, it was like a working interview in a sense. Okay. So she would do everything. I was just kind of like her little puppy and I would be there. Yeah. And like,
Jesse, run out there and get them Rembrandts.
Yeah. I don't think we made one sell.
Really? So she wasn't very good.
She was like a rocker movie. Looking chick. Nothing wrong with a rocker chick. She was, you know, like they can be pretty hot. But
sure,
like,
sure.
Just didn't have that sales quality.
She looked like
a, you know what?
She looked like she was at a concert.
She looked like she was trying to get money for drugs.
Well, yeah, no, you got to dress you know fancy. Saying? You're selling knockoff Rembrandts. You got to look the part, man.
Smell like cigarettes. Like,
yeah,
fucking
coughing up vodka.
Wrinkled ass clothes. Like that, you ain't gonna get sales.
No,
I think I could be a salesman if I was actually like pushy, but I'm not.
Right. See, that's the thing is you got to be comfortable.
My brother's he's actually a really good salesman.
Yeah.
He was always selling shit in high school, everything.
Also. Really? If you believe in the product.
Like my brother would be like, "Come on, man, you know you want this fucking cup, bro? Like I'll give you this cup, you just give me that phone and I mean, it's fair trade, right?"
Yeah, look.
And they'd be like, "You know what? Yeah." Cuz my brother would be like, "Oh yeah, I have this." And I'm like, "How the fuck did you get that?" Oh, I just traded for this. I was like,
nice.
Fucking
so,
shit,
like the
bro.
Up trade. Have you seen those? Like, great. Someone starts with a paperclip and then they.
There was
see
a story years,
can get.
Years ago, but probably about 15 years ago, there was this kid. That's pretty much what he.
Yeah.
His goal was to get a house.
Yeah. Okay. That, you're thinking the same story I am.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah. He started with a paperclip and ended up with some kind of house. It wasn't a nice house, I don't think, but still. I mean, who cares? Dude, a paperclip to a house? Just
you
trading?
Want this paperclip? Let me get. That computer.
Yeah. And
no,
someone's
fuck
like,
you.
I have a pen that doesn't work. And you're like, oh, okay. There's a mouse that doesn't work. Oh, okay.
As soon as I got no, I'd be all right. All right. I think salesmen are more close to being rapists. They can't take no for an answer.
Yeah. And there's a certain level of like, I'm going to win here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't
I'm
going to
take it.
Yeah. It's mine. It's already mine.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Speaking of, you brought up that movie I watched, The Gambler.
Yeah, I
never heard of it. It's a James Caan movie from probably like the late 70s. It was a really good movie.
Yeah. What did you say you saw that on?
It was on Netflix. It's leaving Netflix soon. So if you hear this and you're interested, I would watch it quickly. I don't
before
know where it's
going
to go. Before it goes back into Disney Vault. No.
The Gambler Vault.
It was a really good movie.
So it's just about a guy that's just hooked on gambling?
It's a professor of literature at a college, and he comes from like a wealthy family, but he's a just an obsessive gambler. The movie opens to him in a mob club in New York, because this is the 70s, so I mean it was like mobbed up all over the place then. And so he had a friend in the mob. Paul Sorvino plays this guy that's like,
is he dead?
I think he did die recently.
They're both of them.
And James Caan died. Yeah, yeah.
R.I.P. homie.
So I know. And he actually plays an Irishman, not a not an Italian in this movie. But
who, Paul Trevino?
James Caan. Because James Caan played Sonny Corleone in The Godfather, but he was not actually Italian. He looked very different than Michael. But he pulled the part off well.
Didn't he get mentioned in our thing, in the podcast, that Sammy the Bull podcast? Yes. I think they mentioned James Caan during that.
Yep. They did.
Anyway, go ahead, Gambler.
In this movie, it was really an interesting movie. If you've seen Uncut Gems with
Adam Sandler,
it's a very similar concept. Just like they get into trouble, they get themselves out of trouble, but before they can actually get out of trouble, they get themselves right back because it's like they just can't help themselves. It's like, well, I got this money. I'm not just going to lose it by paying off my debt.
I can make
more money, and it's like
I'm gonna bet on this horse.
The whole time you're just watching it, like, oh my god, dude! And Paul Sorvino's like it's like Tony to Artie Bucco in The Sopranos.
Yeah,
like,
he's trying to
look out for him, and he's like, God, would you stop already?
How frustrating would that be, though? For real, like,
you know, these guys are just they will kill you, and your buddy's just fucking it up.
Well, it's an addiction.
It's a total addiction.
You know, like Jordan was notorious for being a gambler.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is like they get addicted to the loss as much as they do the win.
Yeah, like listening to Bad Friends, and Bobby Lee was talking about this story because he used to, I guess, open for Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess Andrew Dice Clay was at like the Mirage or some one of those hotels. And he was big into gambling. He lost, I guess, $200,000, something crazy.
Yeah.
And so apparently the thing was, I guess he worked a deal out with the casino where he was just basically doing shows for free.
Gotcha.
To pay off the debt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, damn, that's crazy.
The casino probably wanted that.
I couldn't even imagine, like I go, so over here in Toppenish, like about an hour or so away from us, it's native land. So there's a
Legends Casino.
Casino.
Yep.
And I went there for lunch. And we put in like, $5 or something at the slot machine. And I won, I think I put in $2, won about 20 bucks off the $2 I put in. And I cashed out quick.
Yeah.
I don't see how people.
I've never won. I go in with like $20. I've gone with my parents. My parents, we all went on a family trip to Vegas 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was. And, it was like I would bet like $20 here and there, and I'd lose it instantly and just be like, nope, I'm done. I'm not a gambler. I'm not into it. And then, like,
that's why I don't do strip clubs. I feel like that's a fucking gamble, too.
And then people are,
crabs or not. You want crabs? You do?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not a strip club guy either. No, I'm like, what is the point of this? I'm just sitting here creepily watching.
Look at those boobs.
What is the point? I get it for like cinematic things, like movies.
Like, Jesus Christ.
You know, like, I love The Sopranos, having scenes in a strip club, stuff like that. It makes it feel a certain aura.
There's nothing wrong
with
like admiring the beautiful.
But like
thing,
here, we got, I mean, there's not a lot of beauty in our
strip clubs. I went to the strip club with like my buddy for his bachelor party. And like I think I've said, but I was like sober that day. And so it was just. This was probably my second time ever being in a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the strippers were, they're attractive. I'm not going to lie but I'm just like looking around and I just see all these horny guys and I'm just like, this is fucking weird. Like, I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
So I'm sober at this time and I'm just like looking around and like, we got this guy back here wasting money thinking he's about to get, I don't know,
what?
Have sex with this chick when we know that ain't gonna happen. Right. She's a great salesman.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, essentially that's what it is.
Well, I mean, if you pay enough.
What? You're gonna dance on me for how much? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, that's
20 not. Bucks? Nah, I'm good.
Well, I don't know.
So I've never got like
dance either.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Ew.
I don't mean it's gross. Don't get me wrong.
Ew.
I'm not like
put
a
that
total
pussy
crew,
away.
But I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not gonna pay somebody to just dance on me.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I don't know.
I think I will go to another one if Alicia comes with me.
Yeah. Like, see, I've only gone with Blanca one time.
See, I've never gone with Alicia, so I would go just so she can have the experience.
Yeah.
And then I would actually, if she wanted a lap dance, I'd pay for one for her to, because I'd watch that. I'd watch a girl grinding on my chick. I mean, I'm cool with that. But I don't know. I just would feel weird if I don't know why. Because I'm in front of guys, I think.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if someone's going to do that
right
around no one, I'm okay with
it's
that.
It's just a very, yeah, it's a very odd thing. Like, I'm not that,
I don't know. It's just, to me, strip clubs are just dirty looking.
Right.
And I know there's guys that love that stuff, and I'm probably sound like a prude, but
I don't have any issue with
that. Strip clubs has never been my thing.
Me either.
I don't know what it is. I'm like, what? Yeah. Naked women? Do I need to pay for that? I could just go down the street and find one.
I'm just not that socially sexual. You know what I mean? Like, to me, sex is kind of a private thing.
I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah. I'd rather go to, like, actually go watch a cool-ass drag show or something more fun.
In college, we did that.
I would watch that.
We all cross-dressed. The girls were guys, and the guys were girls. And
me and Alicia,
we went to a drag show. Because our college threw it on.
So me and Alicia.
It was funny.
It was a Thanksgiving weekend. We left the kids for Thanksgiving weekend. To see a drag show. No, we, that weekend of Valentine's Day. I'm like, what the fuck is that day? But we went to Portland. Well, we were going to go to this masquerade ball.
Uh-huh.
And so it's at a sex club, I guess, essentially, what it would be. We were like, let's just check it out. Let's see, because they were going to do like a spanking demonstration.
Oh.
You know, like, we're like, oh, let's do it. But then we ended up, because we were going to even go clubbing and dance. But then we both ended up, let's eat a nice dinner and we'll do that. And we'll just go back to hotel. You know,
you get to a certain age and it's just very, very tired.
It sounds awesome. But then we were like, we kind of both wish we would have went to that masquerade ball just to check it out. It'd be something different.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could have been fun.
Just rich people fucking each other.
We wake up with people in our bed. We're like, what the fuck happened?
And you don't even drink. That'd be a wild night.
That would be.
You must have taken some bump.
I know. There's this fucking good segue. Oh. So I was on Facebook the other day, and I see this ad, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Are they promoting cocaine? Like, and I'm not joking, like, you see lines and you see like the powder and I'm like, what is going on? What are they selling here? It's like, want a bump? And I'm like, what the
fuck? They're flat out using
like, I want a bump, but like, what are you bumping though here? Yeah. But no, it was cocaine.
It
was cocaine. No, it was caffeine.
Like pure caffeine in powder form.
In powder form. And it's actually in the little vials that are small, like, that you see, like, in, people like, the movies.
Stick your
wear it around your neck.
Yeah.
That's but insane. It's caffeine. There's, like, I want to say it was, like, 400 milligrams of caffeine. There's a liquid form, too. I don't know what that's all about.
That's for injecting.
It's heroin. It's liquid heroin. Everyone knows. Let me see if I can find the...
No, it's absolutely insane. I don't see that... being allowed to continue for very long. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, God bless.
No. It can't. I'm going to show you guys a picture. I sent it to my text because I was talking to them about it.
I need you guys' performance up.
Your guys' performance.
Everyone's getting a vial of bump.
And this isn't just like a funny picture. This is legit.
Like, this is a real thing. Yeah, this is from really buy.
This is from the company. Anybody who's ever done...
There it is.
See
the powder on the table? It's like on a piece of glass with powder all over it.
But like, what kind of would? For one, I think it's kind of fucked up that you promote that because like, there's kids that are gonna be like, "Oh, that looks fun."
Well, and you are promoting a drug lifestyle. I mean, like, hey, snort a line of bump.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna see if we can get them sponsored, and I'm gonna do a line on air.
I will not be joining you, but...
Come on, man.
I love caffeine. Don't get me wrong. I drink my coffee, but...
How many milligrams is caffeine in a coffee?
It's
got to be 400 milligrams. That seems like a lot. Like, I died of a heart attack
because
did a bump of caffeine.
Right.
Caffeine.
I'm not
caffeine.
Like, caffeine.
It's caffeine.
So, one thing I will say, instead of doing some bump, why don't you do something that can actually be good for you and do a little...
Magic mind.
Magic Mind actually is a it's like a stimulant, but with natural supplements, not an insane amount of caffeine.
And you're not snorting it.
No, you're not snorting it.
Does it even have caffeine? If it does, it would be natural caffeine.
Yeah, I don't think it does just like by the nature of itself. But it has vitamins. It has ashwagandha.
It's natural. Yeah,
you know what I just
found out? It's actually natural energy.
And I mean, just packed full of vitamins and things that are scientifically proven to help improve your health.
Would you read about ashwagandha?
So there's a guy I work with that was talking about how ashwagandha is, and I could be totally wrong. Maybe he didn't say this, but I thought this is what he said, that ashwagandha is like a natural tea booster.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you're in that, if you're in that age range where it's like, you know, things just aren't happening the way they used to, you're not, as they say on certain commercials, lifting the way that you did once all that, you know, hey, this has ashwagandha in it. I just like a ton of
really give
things.
It to her.
You can drink it daily. It's actually the longer you take it, the more of an impact it has on you, which I think that shows.
It's just like a daily vitamin. Works.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But in a shot form, tastes pretty good. Looks very earthy. My first thought was it's probably not going to be that great.
It doesn't taste earthy.
No, it tastes. I thought it was very delightful in its flavor.
Yeah, it's better chilled for sure.
And as we always mention, look at that artwork. I mean, that artwork alone. I'd put that on my wall. I'd buy this.
I would put this.
Wall.
Yeah, see, I would sell this to Safeway.
Yeah, Safeway'd buy it. If Safeway. You had that art, they'd buy it.
You know
it.
What? Not only do you have this awesome art, but you got Magic Mind.
That's
which
right.
Is tasteful. It boosts your energy. You know? You don't get the crash.
So that's the other thing. If you take Bump, which is ridiculous.
I feel like you'd crash hard.
You'd crash hard. And that's the point of these guys, is they it's like the specialization of it is that you get an energy boost, but it's long lasting without a crash. So you get sort of like natural energy boosting.
Yeah, because it has that matcha.
Yeah, right. That's why. So does matcha have caffeine in it?
It might have like natural caffeine.
Sure. But coffee does too.
So like matcha is actually another thing that's actually really good for like a man's health.
Uh huh.
So guys out there, like matcha is a good. It's another good vitamin or herb that's good for you.
Nice.
Along with that ashwagandha. I can't even say it. I drink the tea.
Ashwagandha?
So I have tea that's actually...
Because isn't it a tree in Africa, the ashwagandha?
Yeah,
tree?
And it's good for stress levels.
Nice.
And
so it does
so,
a lot of good things.
And so I have some matcha tea as well that I drink. But yeah, it's awesome. So to have all that in here, though, instead of making a thing of tea, and sometimes teas just you don't want that fucking shit. Like
no.
It's all
on
it's
a hot summer day.
Yeah,
you don't
I'd
want
rather
a
have something chill. So grab yourself a Magic Mind.
Yeah, grab it today. You can go to magicmind.com and put in the code. Let me look up our code again. You can look up the code.
Just blended.
Just blended 20 for 20% off of your purchase. yeah, Magic Mind. They also on the website they have. Some like specials, depending on how you decide to purchase, you can purchase a larger quantity.
The best way would be to get yourself like a supply of a few months, because over
the price
time,
reduces and you get it for, a really, really reasonable price.
Well, just like any other like vitamin or any health thing, the more you take, the
longer term,
actually that's where you benefit. Like, if you do it once or twice, you're not really benefiting,
right.
From what it has.
Right.
It might, kick in here and there, but I think long term is when you want,
long term it's gonna build up.
That
in your
wins
body
the game,
like
man.
Things. Yeah. So anyway.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Magic
bro.
Mind. Don't do Bump, do Magic Mind.
Yeah.
There is no association, by the way, between those two.
Don't be a chump and do Bump.
Yeah.
Be a man and do Magic Mind.
Beat the grind and do Magic Mind.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Beat your meat and do Wait, what? wait.
So I don't know, man. That was crazy to learn. You showed me that last night, and I was like, "That's not gonna stand." There's gonna be a point where the FDA is like, "Nope."
One of my texts, because I sent it to them, and I go, "Here's the caffeine stuff I was talking about earlier." And one of the guys go, "This is an app. This absolutely looks like a great way to get pulled over, fired, at least banned from the local Dairy Queen."
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine someone just pulling that out in the middle of a store and just like
I want to get it just to do that, but I don't know. If you take that stuff, I feel like you'd like... Like it'd be bad for your heart.
I don't think it'd be good for you. That level of
cocaine is bad for your heart.
It is.
I want to know, is it instant like cocaine? Because cocaine, like when you do it, you feel the effect right pretty away. Quick. But then it's like...
A pretty big crash, right? Like
it's not a crash, but it's more of a... It wears off within about 10, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? And then you want to do another bump. You know, and... But then you do get a headache afterwards later on. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Once everything kind of wears out, you wake up, depending on how much coke you did, like the night before or something. I've woke up with headaches before because I've done it when I used to do that shit.
Well, I mean, you're snorting powder into your nose. That's got to be kind of...
This is true. It's in my sinuses and shit. Yeah. Why is my head hurt?
It's all
I got
right
a crack rock up
here,
there.
Right here. God dang, man. Oh, intervention. I've watched.
Now, I want to know if there's going to be a drip, too. Because when you do coke, you get this drip. So when you do it, you get this, they call it the drip in the back of your throat.
Like a sinus drip?
Yeah, it's just like the coke drip. I don't know. And it kind of numbs you because coke will numb you a little
so
bit.
So it's like the residual.
I'm brushing my teeth with this caffeine, bro.
See, I've never even been around coke, so I don't know anything really about it.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I've watched. They have like new episodes of Intervention on Netflix. It's crazy, man. I'm like, I feel bad for.
Oh, dude,
it's awful.
I'm just very thankful I've never let myself get to a point where there was no return.
Yeah,
because I know there's people like where they get to those points where it's like, holy shit,
right?
I only used to do this because it was fun. Now I'm sucking dick for heroin or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it gets to that point.
Yeah.
I'm just thankful that never got there because I don't know. Who knows where my life? I probably wouldn't have kids. I'd probably be dead on the streets.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's like
sucking dick for coke.
There's people that I really like. They don't last long. It's sad.
I wonder how many people are going to get that caffeine and try to sell it. Like it's.
Well, like, yeah, man, I just can see so many avenues where that goes wrong.
Oh, dude.
I don't. I don't know. If you're trying to get clean, I
want a bump. That's what's
I know.
Me out.
It's like, and it's completely playing on the cocaine thing, which I get it on the sense of just like.
I thought it was more, haha, this is funny, but I was like, this is real.
No, they show it in lines. I mean, they show in their advertising, like, lines cut. I'm like, the mafia had to have been behind
you. Buy
that.
3 vials, you get a free key.
Yeah. Hey, we got a light bulb here that you can put it in. Smoke it. I don't know. It's sad. Please don't do fake cocaine. Don't do real cocaine. I was listening to, I started listening to Talking Sopranos with Michael Imperioli and,
It's Steven, a podcast.
God, I can't think of his last name. The guy that played Bobby. It wasn't Buscemi, but it's the guy that played Bobby. And they're funny together. And he was asking him.
Is it a podcast?
Yeah. Okay. Michael Imperioli, his character Christopher, you know, he did a lot of drugs. And he like snorted lines in the show and stuff. And he goes, so what was that you guys were snorting? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, I think it was probably the stuff that they cut cocaine with. And he goes, so you're like shitting through a screen door for a while? He's like, I'm sure I was. It was probably just pure. Because whatever I guess they cut cocaine with.
Usually it's like bacon like a soda or something. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what they use. But
you do get when you do that, you do get like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I wonder what they do cut it. I thought it was like.
I don't know. Well, what they were saying was some sort of laxative, but
I believe it.
I don't know. I've never seen a laxative in that.
I always just thought coke was a natural,
laxative.
But I know people have cut it with like bacon soda or something. Yeah. Because it has like a consistency that's pretty similar.
Is it kind of sticky ish?
No. Like, it's very powdery.
But I mean, like, you know, baking soda kind of compacts together.
Well, yeah. So the rock, you'll get like when you buy like a, you know, you buy some cocaine, sometimes it'll be rocked up. So you like chop off parts of it because it'll be like a little stone,
but not like actually small. Hard. Just like a
no, yeah, it's hard but not hard. Like I could squish it and it would probably break up relatively easy.
Yeah,
like meth's more like hard.
I've watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah, so I think meth's a little like more hard in that sense because coke you can just like use your like card and just like.
So
bust off a piece.
How do people chop meth to snort?
You just crush it.
Oh, okay.
So you just get it and you crush it, and then you'll like I would get a dollar, and then I would crush it with like a credit card, similar to like coke in his head. Okay. So it breaks up like that, and then you just,
boy,
then you just chop it up and then you snort it at work, you know. Safe.
Good idea.
Yeah, we would do this. We would do this at my last job. Me and my old roommate, me and her would like do lines at work.
Wow.
So terrible, dude. Be in my office, be like, "Hey, let's do this coke real quick."
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was
tough. I'm
good.
I'm,
times.
I'm glad I've never been curious about drugs. I've never. I mean, I've yeah. you know, I've like yeah, like yeah. most Americans, I've smoked a little weed at times, but I'm
I used to do that.
Too. I don't know. I'm I not.
Actually, no. I haven't smoked weed in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I'm not. I just. I don't know. I
quit.
I think part of me is afraid. Like,
oh no, about maybe a week and a half.
I'm so food addicted. You know, like I don't know. I would never want to have.
Rather be coke addicted.
I just like I'm like, you know, it's hard to say no to food sometimes. I can only imagine if it's a drug and you're
last
like,
night I got up at I don't know 1 a.m. mm-hmm. Like I said, I had the sweats. You know, what do you do at 1 a.m. and got the sweats? You want a cookie? Sure.
You want some food to keep those sweats going?
Yeah, so I ate a part of a cookie.
Sure.
Why? I was not? Like, I don't know why I'm hungry. I'm sad. Yeah, I'm
not off the rails, but I'm definitely doing worse than I used to with that kind of stuff.
It happened. Like,
oh, a cookie. I mean, it sounds good. I'm just going to eat a cookie. But I'm also still working out, still doing those types of things. I'm healthier. I just hope my doctor's like, yeah, things are still looking good. Because
I have a doctor's appointment on the 12th of April.
I don't have one probably till next fall, but
we'll see what happens. If it gets canceled, I'm just never going to the doctor again because it's taken literally almost a year for me to get in. So
it's nuts.
And it's not even a new patient.
Right.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie.
Well, our doctor.
I'm like, God, I would really hate to be really needing the doctor right now because this really sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know. Yeah. We know you got some kind of like terminal illness, but.
So
yeah.
A year ago when you tried to make the appointment, it wasn't terminal yet, but unfortunately you waited too long.
And now we can't see you. Sorry.
Now it's stage 4. So.
But no. Yeah. It's rough. Kind of switching gears.
Yeah.
We can do question of the week.
Okay.
God damn it. That's the question. No. Hey. So this got brought up because sometimes my anger can get the best of me.
Okay.
Right. So how are you when you're angry? Do you have a knee jerk reaction? And like, what is your, I guess, yeah. How do you act when you're angry? Like, do you just your knee jerk reaction or do you think, okay, I'm angry, let me calm down. You know what I mean? Is there a process when you're angry? What's your process when you're angry?
Me personally?
Just yours in general.
So I think I kind of have, it depends on where I'm at and the circumstances. If I'm in my safe space, I have a more knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
If I'm mad, I vocalize it, which I probably shouldn't. It probably shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it's like my family shouldn't witness the worst of me all the time. But in public, I tend to be way more thoughtful and, you know,
quiet.
Yeah, like at work, I'm not just gonna go off the rails.
Fucking kids.
Yeah, you know, I mean, throwing stuff against the wall or whatever.
It's bullshit.
But so I've noticed about me, like when confronted, if I feel that it's a legitimate issue that I need to own, I'll apologize.
Yeah.
And then move on. But if it's something I disagree with, I get kind of, what's the word? I'll be like, so you feel that way. But I get almost condescending.
Yeah.
Which is probably not any better. But I
become an asshole.
I get really annoyed when someone tries to tell me, because I don't do that to other people typically. I'm not walking around like looking to tell them.
Yeah.
So when someone does it to me, it's like kind of like essentially mind your fucking business. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think for me, I tend to, and I don't do this in public either, I guess. I guess in that sense, I'm more of a, I guess I think about it, or I get quiet. I'll shut down. Usually I shut down when I get super angry.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm around like a bunch of people and I know I can't like blow my top.
Right.
But typically I have that same knee jerk reaction. Like,
as I'm getting older though, I find myself talking more.
I'm trying to be more self-aware.
Uh-huh.
Because I think sometimes when with anger, at least for me, that self-awareness is so hard. Like, mm-hmm. I in those moments where I probably should be chilling because there is the kids around, or, you know, maybe there's people around or whatever. But like in those moments of, you know, I'm not clear. Mm-hmm. I don't give a I'm just like,
bleh. Yeah. Yeah. I've been there too.
I get super pissed and I'm like, this bullshit. God damn it. I'll kick something and hurt my toe. You know, whatever. You know, like.
Well, it gets the hardest time is when you've been working on a project for a long time, mm-hmm. and you get to that rummy point where things just aren't going right because your brain's not completely okay at that moment.
Yep.
You're tired, hungry, and it's just you're asking for a physiological reaction, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like your brain and body are just ready to go, and then something goes wrong and you snap. Oh. And I mean, like there's definitely an awareness piece.
There's times where I'm like, okay, I can realize that, like, I can feel it.
Yep.
And so then in those moments when I'm feeling like I'm filling up, like I can feel myself getting angry, is when I like will step away.
Yeah.
But those times where it just like comes, that's where I'm just like,
yeah,
you know, I react.
Yeah.
And I did that to I didn't do anything to the dog, but the dog nipped at me. One of our dogs, she's like, I don't know what the hell her problem was, but. She like whines, and so like I went to go grab her to go take her outside, and she's like, arr, like freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? And then she starts biting at my hand, and I was like, God dang it! Like threw her down on the floor. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And obviously, of course, anytime this happens, there's a kid there, and so I think Cheeky seen it, and then Cheeky grabs the dog to go, you know, take her outside, and then I go take her, and then I go, so let me just see the dog, let me go take her outside. So I'm being gentle outside, like, all right, Vixie, I don't know what your fucking problem is, but like, I'm putting the leash on, and I'm getting to put the leash on. She's like, you know, freaking out. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, okay, just calm down, just calm down. But yeah, like in those moments, though, I have those like knee jerk reactions, and. Lisa's like, you need to really, you know, this.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. Sometimes when the wife says things to you, it's annoying.
That can be a little triggering. Yeah.
But it's also, there's what she says isn't wrong.
Right.
So I think sometimes that truth of, but I think if you need to check yourself, it sets in where it's, I'm like more annoyed now. Why are you telling me this stuff? I know. Don't tell me.
I think a lot of times, though, it's the tone that's used. It's not a supportive tone. It's more of a, here you go again, kind of.
Yeah, and Alicia did tone. It. She was like, I'm not trying to be your mom. I don't want you to think I'm trying to be mom to you. I just think you need to really blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I know.
How about you? It's not that easy. Yourself.
I feel like sometimes those knee-jerk reactions is really. Well, and I don't know how many other people can relate, but sometimes it's really hard to just be like, I feel like I'm gonna be angry.
Yeah, it's an awareness.
It's more of like it's like I'm here to hear.
You can learn it.
I mean, I'm sure you can.
But it takes time. But
and I've had
neither. Let's be honest. Neither one of us have wives that are very good at checking their anger when it's coming up.
And Alicia actually pointed that out. She's like, I'm one. You know, I'm not one to talk. You know, but, you know, sometimes the kids, I'm like, I know.
No, and it's not wrong.
And I just sit there and I'm like, I know.
God damn it. Throw something against the wall.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you're getting told something you're doing that you realize isn't right.
Right.
Like,
you're already angry. You get upset
because you're, you know, you know it's wrong.
Right.
Or you know you did something that probably wasn't the smartest, but you're like. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. You didn't need to tell me. I already know. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Don't tell me, goddammit.
Right. But I've been a lot calmer.
Overall, I think I'm the same. I've been
generally
a lot more.
Speaking, I got worked up the other night because I saw a video that got me really upset. Well, so then I got to, like, not go down those rabbit holes of watching things that upset me.
Well, like, I had told Alicia, I was like, I think I've been doing a pretty good job. I was like, you know, because the dogs tend to, I'm with the dogs all the time. So sometimes they tend to get a little overwhelming. And I used to get like upset, like Rex can be a little extra.
Yeah.
And so like, I've been really good about not being like, okay, let's go. Come on, let's go. You know, no, you ain't listening right now. And I want to choke you, but like, let's go. You know, I do a really good job. I've been self-aware in that sense.
Yeah.
And it's really hard sometimes because, like you said, it's just, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I'm still working on it.
I hear you. It's a long-term process. And I've been reading these stories. We do like social emotional lessons in class. And I bought this book series 2 years ago, I think. It's these emotion spots. And so this series, it covers all the different emotions. And the idea being that if you visualize it as a spot, they can get too big. And when the feelings get too big, that's a problem.
Yeah.
These feelings will always exist, and they're not a problem in and of themselves.
Yeah.
But there's each book teaches a different tactile strategy of touching your fingers or like drawing a circle and then reaching out. And there's a physical connection there that kind of changes your thinking, and you're focusing on doing something else rather than reacting to that emotion. And it's kind of interesting with little kids because they're so open to all the new ideas and stuff. They just...
Well, it's hard when your kids start like keeping that anger.
Mimicking.
Yeah, that. Like me, I keep my anger pretty much inside. Like when I'm upset, like I keep with a lot of things. I let it boil.
Yeah.
That's until I'm a boiler. Like I keep everything down here, and then eventually I'm like,
yeah.
Which I've, like I said, not lately, but just over the last years, over a few years, I've been, you know, it's something I've worked on because, you know, you got to work on those things.
Right.
And so, but then when I see like Elena, I can see she's the same way. She like internalizes a lot of things, keeps a lot of things in. And then if something happens and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, you got to let that out. And, you know, I'm not one to say, but I also relate because I do the same shit.
Right, right.
And it's my fault. That's why you see it. No, I don't know.
Stupid.
Right?
Yeah, no, I know.
Bad.
Anger, sorrow, frustration.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of pent-up anger. And I still have anger probably from stuff in my life that I don't realize it, but I'm guessing that's where a lot of it stems from. But I don't know. Anyway,
we all have our ways of dealing with anger, and you know, we can learn better options if honestly, one of the good things about therapy is it's not just like a head game where someone's asking these deep questions that are tricky. And a lot of it is just somebody giving you the tools to learn a new way to deal with things. So if you're dealing with extreme anger and you're not handling it the right way, there are therapists out there that can help you figure out a better strategy and can help you kind of tweak that behavior a little bit. So
we'll see how my anger does today when I go golf.
golf courses can be a real challenge with anger.
Especially because I'll be around people I don't know, and I'm going to be like...
Nervous.
I get nervous.
I get more nervous in those settings when I have to perform like that.
I'm gonna suck. I suck at golf. Like, because me and you, we hit off the tee and we suck.
Are you saying I suck? No, I know. Well, you can't.
You get one.
They make you go, and they really get snarky on the speed. Like you just.
Yeah, this one you like. You can only spend so much time looking for a ball.
Yep.
Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm boring myself, it seems like. Let you guys go.
All right, guys. Well, next week is Easter, so maybe we'll see you on Easter Sunday.
I'll be in Oregon.
Going. Oh, we'll probably see you the week after Easter then. So enjoy your Easter. Have a blessed time.
Enjoy the Easter Bunny and Jesus.
All right, guys.
Hand in hand.
Have a great week. Bye.